Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, mostly sunny skies around 85. Winds will be from the south at 5 and 10. Tonight, partly cloudy skies to clear will drop down to lower 60s. Winds will be from the east at around 5 miles an hour. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies will see highs in the lower to mid 80s. Tomorrow night, increasing clouds, isolated showers and thunderstorms late, lower 60s. And Sunday, partly sunny, chance of storms at 76. Right now, it's 61.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, Good Friday. The Topeka Zoo says a tiger attacked a zookeeper after protocols for handling potentially dangerous animals were not followed. The zoo released a lengthy report yesterday detailing its internal review of the April 20th attack when zookeeper Kristen Hayden Ortega was seriously injured by a 17-year-old Sumatran tiger named Sajiv. The report said multiple protocols and procedures concerning spaces occupied by tigers had prevented any similar attacks at the zoo for decades. A 38-year-old woman has been sentenced to 7 years in federal prison for unlawfully taking her young daughter from Wichita to Russia and demanding money from the father. Bogdana Mobley was sentenced yesterday for international parental kidnapping and two counts of attempting to extort money. And Kansas weather forecasters are saying for the majority of the state, warm and dry, at least through tomorrow night. Mid-America Network News.
The Kansas Wheat Innovation Center in Manhattan is rediscovering ways to get improved varieties and new genetics in the hands of farmers faster. Grower-led and Checkoff-funded research initiatives are bringing about positive change. This grassroots leadership provides a strong voice in Topeka and Washington, D.C. Kansas Wheat Commission and Kansas Association of Wheat Growers, farmers investing in their future and yours. Log on to rediscoverwheat.org.
Join the Downtown Get Down, May 31st through June 8th at Riverfest 2019. More than 100 events, dozens of concerts, festival food, and fun for all ages and interests. From the Safe Light Autoglass Sundown Parade and Textron Aviation Opening Night Fireworks, the Spirit AeroSystems presents Rockin' on the River with Sublime with Rome and the Capitol Federal Fireworks Finale. Your Riverfest button is your ticket to 9 days of fun. Get yours today at Quick Trip. Adults are $10, kids are $5. Wichita's own Downtown Get Down, Riverfest 2019, May 31st through June 8th.
Even weeks after the first big flooding, the community of Winfield and the surrounding areas are still getting rain, creating more worries. Police said for nearly three solid hours yesterday, all officers were out on weather-related calls. Some of those calls included helping drivers whose cars were stuck in floodwaters. KSN-TV reports Winfield city officials hope to have the fairgrounds up and ready to go by the middle of July, just ahead of the Cowley County Fair. Spirit AeroSystems, one of Wichita's largest employers, is facing a shortened work week now amid troubles with Boeing's 737 MAX airplane. Spirit AeroSystems, according to the Wichita Business Journal, shifting some salaried employees to four-day work weeks. The move is part of a cost-cutting measure expected to last 70 to 100 days amid the ongoing grounding of the Boeing 737 MAX aircraft. Mid-America Network News.
Houston, I think we have a problem.
Go ahead, Buzz.
I'm detecting low Wi-Fi signal. Over.
Roger that. Prepare to deploy Blue Valley managed Wi-Fi.
Houston, that's an affirmative.
Having no Wi-Fi signal can make you feel lost in space. Call Blue Valley Telecommunications today to find out how our managed Wi-Fi may be the best internet solution for your home.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, Good Friday. A former state lawmaker has been appointed to serve as the University of Nebraska's interim vice president for university affairs. The university announced that Keith Mello will assume the new role on July 1st, pending approval by the university's Board of Regents. Mello currently serves as the university's chief lobbyist. Outgoing University of Nebraska President Hank Bounds says Mello has proven to be an invaluable member of the university's leadership team. Gage County has made the first of several million-plus dollar payments to those wrongly convicted of a 1985 murder in Beatrice. Station KWBE reports that the first payment of $1.9 million was made this week to the so-called Beatrice Six, who were imprisoned for the murder of 68-year-old Helen Wilson, but exonerated by DNA evidence in 2008. Wishing you a good weekend, I'm Rick Averett with Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
The Kansas Wheat Innovation Center in Manhattan is rediscovering ways to get improved varieties and new genetics in the hands of farmers faster. Grower-led and Checkoff-funded research initiatives are bringing about positive change. This grassroots leadership provides a strong voice in Topeka and Washington, D.C. Kansas Wheat Commission and Kansas Association of Wheat Growers, farmers investing in their future and yours. Log on to rediscoverwheat.org.
Attention listeners, con artists have many tricks for stealing your money, but the AARP Fraud Watch Network is here to help you protect yourself and your family. We give you the tools you need to spot and avoid scams. So listen for the AARP Fraud Watch Network alerts on the radio. Use our scam tracking map to see the latest scams in your area and sign up for prevention tips and alerts from law enforcement. To learn how to outsmart con artists before they strike, visit AARP.org/Fraud Watch Network.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. With the pending resignation of Marshall County Attorney Laura Johnson McNish, who was appointed earlier this week by Kansas Governor Laura Kelly as District Magistrate Judge, the Marshall County Republican Central Committee is seeking qualified candidates for county attorney. A selection meeting will be scheduled this summer. Candidates should be registered Republicans and are asked to submit a letter of interest and resume to Party Chair Bill Philippine, Marysville, at 1400 Park Place, or call him at 562-5467. Johnson McNish will assume the judgeship, being vacated by retirement of Roy Roper of Troy. River Valley Extension District will feature a program on how to control bagworms Tuesday, June 11th in Belleville. Discussion will include their life cycle and methods of control. Meeting begins 7 p.m. Tuesday at the 4-H building on the Republican County Fairgrounds and is free and open to the public. Reservations are requested by Monday at the River Valley Washington office at 325-2121. Dr. Randy Brown of Marysville will retire from 35 years practice at the end of June. An Abilene native, Brown joined the practice at Marysville Clinic after completing his residency in 1984. A reception for Brown is planned June 28th, 4 until 6 p.m. at the CMH South Plaza Conference Room. A dam a mile south of Sabetha that was damaged by a sinkhole developing recently is undergoing repairs. Lake levels were safely lowered after initial reports of the break, which prompted National Weather Service officials to declare the threat of a flood warning for residents downstream, or a complete failure to occur. The matter was resolved without major incident. Washington County Saddle Club will host the annual Washington County Rodeo Friday and Saturday nights. Larry Lofgren is association president.
We're really excited this year for the 2019 Washington County Rodeo. This year we will have the Fort Riley Mounted Color Guard back again doing their large demonstration during barbecue, by the way, which is free barbecue Friday night starting at 5:30 for the first 500 through the gate. We have a new sanction this year as well. Central Plains Rodeo Association will be coming, doing our sanction, providing the stuff for the people to do. So on behalf of the Washington County Saddle Club, want to invite everybody to come on out and have a great time, and hope to see you all there.
Southern Gage Community Pride Group will host the annual Sam Wymore Day celebration Saturday in Wymore. Group Chairman Brian Polson.
We are looking forward to our 32nd annual Sam Wymore Day. The festivities kick off our big block party from 6 to 9 downtown. We've got a lot of things for the kids. It's going to be a bunch of inflatables, including a moonwalk, laser tag, blow tuggers, tractor pull. We'll be including a petting zoo with a few of these dogs. That will be down as well. For the adults, there will be a beer garden from 9 to 1 a.m. at the doghouse. And then Saturday morning from 7 to 9:30, we'll be doing a pancake feed at Southern High School. We have the parade at 10:30. And then, of course, as usual, after the parade, the Wymore Fire Department will be doing their chicken barbecue. We sure hope to see everyone out. Come in and spend some family time. Have some fun with us.
Bill Bramhall, age 95, of Frankfort, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service Monday, 10 a.m. at the United Methodist Church, Frankfort. Burial in the Vermilion Cemetery. Patton Funeral Chapel of Frankfort in charge of arrangements for Bill Bramhall. Connie M. Spillmeyer, age 78, of Holmes City, passed away Wednesday. A private family service will take place later. Kinsley Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Connie Spillmeyer. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, salmon patty, macaroni and cheese, broccoli and cauliflower salad, Watergate salad, and a muffin. Monday's menu, goulash, Brussels sprouts, and berry bliss. KNDY News, time is 7:14.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Cornerstone Granite in home has the monument that's right for you.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map for this Friday, high pressure system across the central Rockies into the central parts of the Midwest, bringing us sunny skies, quiet weather as we head into tomorrow. But we do have a low pressure system and a cold front that will move through the area, bringing us isolated showers and thunderstorms late Saturday night into Sunday, and definitely going to see some cooler temperatures. We're going from the 80s to highs in the mid to upper 70s as we head towards the end of the weekend and into the early parts of next week. So looking at the forecast for this Friday, sunny skies, we'll see highs around 85. Winds will be from the east between 5 and 10. Tonight, mostly clear, lower 60s. Winds will be from the east between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies. We'll see highs around 83. Tomorrow night, isolated showers and thunderstorms late in the lower 60s. For Sunday, partly sunny, isolated showers and thunderstorms. We'll see highs right around 76 degrees. And that's looking at the local forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature, early June, 82, record high on this date, 104 in 1933. The average low, 61, and the record low is 44, set in 1998. Sunset this evening, 8:46. Sunrise the morning at 5:57. Sunshine all around, 63 degrees, with a light north wind this morning in Marysville. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Friday, the 7th of June. KNDY News Time, 7:16. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Bottled water for your home or business is available through Water Conditioning of Seneca. Let Keith Haverkamp provide you with the purified Lindy Spring bottled water. You can rent the water dispenser from them, or they can sell you one. They'll set up a delivery schedule and keep you supplied with no hassles and great drinking water. You'll love the water and the service they provide. It's top-notch. For quality bottled water service and delivery, call Water Conditioning of Seneca today.
The comeback kids from St. Louis strike again. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. Stanley Cup, a pivotal game 5 in Boston, saw the St. Louis Blues take advantage of a controversial no-call.
Kozak avoids a tripping penalty. Perron into the circle. Tried to center. He scores! David Perron bounced it off the pad of Rask.
On KMOX, after a missed tripping penalty on Bruins center Noel Acciardi, David Perron's goal midway through the third period allowed the Blues to pull away from the Bruins 2-1 to take a 3-2 series lead. Baseball, Minnesota Twins outfielder Max Kepler broke out of a slump in a big way.
Bauer back out to begin the seventh as Kepler swings, hammers high and deep to center. Back it goes, deep it goes, three-homer night Kepler.
On TIBN, Kepler becomes the sixth player this season to hit three home runs in a single game as the Twins avoid a sweep by the Cleveland Indians, 5-4. This is ABC Sports. A billionaire investor and minority owner of the Golden State Warriors won't be attending any NBA games anytime soon.
The league is calling Mark Stevens' forceful push against Kyle Lowry during the game unacceptable and is now banning Stevens for a year through next season and fining him $500,000. The Warriors are apologizing, saying Stevens' actions did not reflect the standards of the team and that it's extremely disappointed in what he did.
ABC's Alex Stone. Game 4 is later tonight in Oakland as the Raptors attempt to take a 3-2 3-1 lead on the defending champs. Warriors guard Klay Thompson, who missed Game 3 with a hamstring injury, addressed his status.
My body feels really good, and just that extra night of rest really helped. And I just can't wait to get out here.
Back to baseball, where the biggest free agent pitcher is now off the market. Confirming a report by the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, the Atlanta Braves and 2015 American League Cy Young Award winner Dallas Keuchel have agreed to a one-year, $13 million deal. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sport.
Washington County Saddle Club will host the annual Washington County Rodeo Friday and Saturday, June 7th and 8th, 7:30 at the Washington Rodeo Arena. Free barbecue meal Friday with the first 500 gate admissions. Children's events both nights, plus a beer garden. A free rodeo dance Saturday night featuring Stuart Ray and his band. Advanced discount tickets available at United Bank and Trust in Marysville and the vet clinics in Washington. Tickets also available at the gate for the Washington County Rodeo Friday and Saturday nights at 7:30.
Make sure to attend the 34th Annual 8-Man All-Star Game, Saturday, June 8th at Trojan Field in Beloit, Kansas. See the finest 8-Man players in the state of Kansas as they'll buckle their chin straps in a battle between West and East. The 8-Man Division 2 game begins at 10 a.m., gates open at 9, and the 8-Man Division 1 game to follow at 1:30 p.m. The D2 game will feature Thomas Atkins, Cade Kohorst, and Dakin Stahlbomber of Hanover, Carson Schreiner from Frankfurt, and Axtell's Nate Busting, Travis DeConing, and Hunter Cook. Admission is just $10 for adults, $5 for students K through 8th grade. Make sure to visit beautiful Beloit, Kansas for this year's 8-Man All-Star Game, Saturday, June 8th. Can't make it to the games? Listen to KNDY on Saturday, June 8th, with pregame coverage beginning at 9:30 a.m. for the Division II game, or listen via the World Wide Web for both games at 8manallstars.com.
Follow the Twin Valley League standouts and 8-Man All-Stars with the game live Saturday, 10 a.m. kickoff on AM 1570 FM 94.1.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Mexico released a list of U.S. products that could face a retaliatory tariff in response to possible Trump administration tariffs that are scheduled to start Monday on Mexican imports. A report says the focus appears to be on states that supported Trump's bid for the presidency. But the list does not include corn, one of Mexico's biggest imports. Mexico's rapidly growing livestock industry relies on millions of tons of U.S. corn grown annually. Industry experts say it would be extremely difficult for Mexico to replace American corn with imports from other countries quickly enough to fill that gap. President Trump has said he'll apply the first round of tariffs on all Mexican imports starting next week if Mexico does not take steps to help stop the flow of Central American immigrants seeking entry into the U.S. Four anonymous Mexican government officials said the list was prepared by an economic ministry and is sitting on President Lopez Obrador's office. Mexico's retaliatory tariff focused on states that voted for Trump in 2016, where agriculture plays a major role in the economy. The tariffs targeting several industry states like Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Ohio. Well, there will not be any trade relief payments for farmers with unplanted crops. Politico quoting an unnamed official saying USDA made the determination, but a spokesman did not confirm or deny the decision had been made either way. Well, last month, USDA said it would pay up to $14.5 billion directly to producers who've been hit hard by President Trump's trade war. The payment rate will be determined partly by the total amount of farms planted acres. Growers who didn't get a crop in the ground wouldn't be eligible for the help. Ag economists raising concerns that producers might plant crops just to try to collect some trade aid and otherwise wouldn't get a crop in the ground. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Happy Friday. American Farm Bureau Federation leaders say it's time to end tariff fights and get back to securing trade deals. That comes as U.S.-Mexican negotiators working to avert a new tariff fight. American Farm Bureau Trade Chief Dave Salmonson says many in agriculture, including American Farm Bureau, were blindsided when President Trump announced his new tariff threat against Mexico unless Mexico ends a flood of illegal immigrants. Salmonson says the groundwork had already been laid to ratify the lucrative new U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement.
We just finished a few weeks ago from the impacts of retaliatory tariffs by Mexico and Canada. for the steel and aluminum tariffs the U.S. put on them. And we know the impacts that had on our dairy, pork, apples, and other products that were subject to higher tariffs going into Mexico. And now those are off. We just got done with that. We don't want to start that up again.
Trade disputes have cost United States agriculture billions of dollars, some $2.5 billion in pork sales to Mexico and China over the last year, according to the National Pork Producers Council, with only partial relief from administration tariff rescue payments. However, the United States and Mexico are in ongoing talks. In some Twitter posts this week, President Trump has tweeted, "Progress is being made, but not nearly enough." He also tweeted, "Further talks will continue with the understanding that if no agreement is reached, tariffs at the 5% level start next Monday with monthly increases as per schedule." Trump wants Mexico to halt the flow of Central American migrants making their way through that country to cross the southern border of the United States. The Mexican foreign minister says talks with Vice President Mike Pence and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo are going well and that he's optimistic. GOP senators are worried about the tariff threat derailing the U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement. Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network.
This is Leroy, the tractor man from Schmidt & Sons. We are excited to tell you that we are the new Fendt 1000 Vario tractor dealer for South Central Kansas area. These tractors have so many features that you have to experience one to get the full effect of what they are capable of. The horsepower ranges from 380 horsepower to 500 horsepower with peak torque at 1200 to 1500 engine RPM and 1700 being high idle. This means excellent fuel economy and low emissions. Fendt is the leader of the Vario Drive CVT transmission. The engine up with the Vario Drive transmission and you have a tractor that is way ahead of competition. And that's just the start. The Fendt Life Cab has all the features and comforts that you have wanted for a long time. This cab is for the operator who wants to achieve high performance that is comfortable. Put together the engine, the powertrain, and cab and you have a package that is comfortable, loaded with horsepower, economical to operate, and reliable. Come see them at either the Mount Hope location or the Winfield location or find us on the web at schmitting.com.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry. It's agriculture, of course. African swine fever has been pounding China and other nations in the Southeast and could soon be taking a bite out of your breakfast at McDonald's. More about that after this.
Your best defense against breast cancer is a mammogram. I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, a breast cancer survivor and founder of a Silver Lining Foundation. And early detection saved my life. Are you uninsured? Are you underinsured? Are you a survivor and need follow-up testing? Feel like you have nowhere to turn? Times are tough, but getting a mammogram shouldn't be. Call us at 312-345-1322. A Silver Lining Foundation is here to help.
African swine fever is a highly transmissible, deadly disease that affects pigs only. It is not a disease of people. You cannot get it by eating pork. But there are predictions that in China, up to 200 million animals are going to be killed in the coming year, crippling that nation's pork industry. And those pork-hungry Chinese will be importing pork from other countries, including the United States. And that is going to impact you if you eat at McDonald's. The CEO of McDonald's, Steve Easterbrook, said the African swine fever is going to hurt us a little on pork. He says it limits the movement of pork and pushes it up here in the United States. McDonald's uses pork products in its breakfast items, such as the bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit and the sausage burrito. The company's also bringing back its cheesy bacon fries this summer for a limited time as part of its worldwide favorites menu. Easterbrook says we've got a well-established supply chain and hedge wherever we possibly can and minimize the impact of these things. But he told CNBC the reality is we are subject to the same kinds of pressures on this as everyone else. McDonald's is forecasting that U.S. pork prices will increase by 2 to 3% this year. That's up from a previous range estimated at 1 to 2%. Meanwhile, McDonald's is going to wait to add any plant-based meat substitutes to its menu. Easterbrook says the company is trying to see if a vegan burger is going to drive traffic to its stores. Other chains like Burger King and Fatburger have added vegan burgers to their menus, reportedly with success. Switching from pork to chicken, Walmart, America's largest retail grocer, has filed a lawsuit against a who's who of American poultry companies, alleging a conspiracy to inflate chicken prices. The antitrust suit filed in Arkansas alleges that more than a dozen major chicken companies reached illegal agreements and restrained trade. The suit alleges that as early as 2008 and through at least 2016, the defendants did two things to restrain trade. The first focused on coordinating their output and reducing the supply of broiler chickens into the market. The second focused on manipulating wholesale chicken prices. Several lawsuits have been filed since 2016 alleging price fixing by poultry companies, and one defendant, Fieldale Farms, agreed to pay $2.25 million to settle claims that it took part in a conspiracy. Back after this.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
I certainly hope things are going well on your farm, and I appreciate you taking time to listen to Farming America, a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
It's 7:30 from KNDY. Sunshine, 63 degrees with a light north wind. Highs warm near 90 with sunshine today, tomorrow. Then a chance for rain developing Sunday with a cold front moving our way.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Mookie Betts hit a two-run homer off Danny Duffy in a four-run third inning, and the Boston Red Sox defeated the Kansas City Royals 7-5 yesterday to complete their first series sweep in nearly a month. Boston outscored the Royals by 23-8 over three games and swept a series for just the fourth time this year, the first since the May 10th through 12th series against the Chicago White Sox. Speaking of the White Sox, Royals right-handed pitcher Homer Bailey takes the mound today, opening a series against the Chicago White Sox. First pitch this evening set for 7:15. A quick NHL note, the St. Louis Blues one win away from their first Stanley Cup championship. Jordan Binnington stopped 39 shots, and Ryan O'Reilly and David Perron scored for St. Louis in a 2-1 victory over Boston for a 3-2 lead in the best-of-seven series. Game 6 is set for Sunday night. Mid-America Network Sports.
Several Twin Valley League standouts will take part in the annual eight-man All-Star Games at Beloit this Saturday. In Division II, Hanover's Thomas Adkins, Kate Korst, and Dakin Stahlbaumer join Axtell's Nate Bussing, Tristan DeKoning, and Hunter Cook, and Carson Schreiner from Frankfurt. Division II game kicks off at 10 a.m., pregame at 9:30, live on KNDY AM 1570, FM 94.1, online at 8manallstars.com.
For KNDY Sports, I'm Ben Keller. Since 1974, the best of the best of graduating high school football players in Kansas have gotten together for the Kansas Shrine Bowl game. It has seen the likes of Mark Simoneau, Jordy Nelson, and Barry Sanders. This year's game will be held June 8th in Dodge City. 72 players will hit the gridiron once again. Two KNDY area athletes have been selected, Derek Van Dorn of Centralia and Hanover's Carter Bruna. I had a chance to speak with both players, and I asked them what it meant to them to be selected. Derek Van Dorn said it means a lot to be selected, but not to just play football.
What it means to me to be selected to play in the Shrine Bowl this year, it's a great honor. Ever since I was a little boy, I've always wanted to play in this great game. It's a great cause, so anything I can do to help out the kids, you know, I get to meet them and I get to talk to them for a couple of hours. So great honor to be playing in the game, but even greater honor to be meeting the children.
Carter Bruna is also excited to play in the game, especially being one of the few eight-man players selected.
It means a lot. It's a huge honor to be one of the few eight-man selected. Really honored to be able to be invited to go to it, and hopefully I represent Hanover.
Carter and Derek's coaches were both happy for their former players. Centralia head coach Larry Glossick said Derek is well-deserving.
Just a very humble kid. You know, that's what we look at. We try to teach these kids anyway to be humble and to just to work hard. And most importantly, to be a team player. And Derek's done that. You know, he talks to the kids before practice, after practice, in the locker room, and just did a good job of inspirational type kid and pretty good football player at that as well.
Hanover head coach Matt Hoyer said being one of the few eight-man players won't be an issue for Carter.
I don't think that's going to be an issue at all. The one thing I've learned about Carter is he's going to do whatever it takes to be successful, and, you know, he's going to do whatever it takes to make the team better, and one of those things where he's definitely going to step in and do whatever is asked of him or needed of him to make the team successful, and most importantly, he'll be a kid that'll easily find friends that's there that, you know, will probably last for a long time.
Carter is looking forward to playing 11-man football for the first time.
I'm looking forward to trying 11-man. I've always kind of wanted to, and so I'm looking forward to just seeing how different it is from 8-man, and I'm looking forward to playing one last game probably and just experiencing how 11-man is played and hopefully making an impact on the game.
Derek, who will be playing for Butler County next year, is going to use this All-Star game as a tool for himself.